Vic Ketchman from Packers.com. I mean no offense, but what did you guys do wrong the first time you played the Packers?
Well, we had a lot of penalties. We got sacked 6 times. We turned the ball over. And really, they out-physicaled us, to be honest with you.
Hi, this is Bill Huber from Packer Report. I guess just building on that, was that game just out of character for you guys?
I don't know about that. I think they played really well. They played physical. I don't know what our character. You know, each game is so different. It's hard for me to say it was out of character. I think they just played better than we did.
Hey, Mike, Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com. How did you get your team to this point in terms of sort of turning things around from when you got the job till now?
Really, we just worked. This team has got a lot of good guys on it. They work hard. I try to be demanding on them, try to explain to them exactly what I want, how we want to play. Try to teach him about winning, try to teach him about as much as I can about the game of football. They're a pretty good group. I don't know that I did anything special.
If I could follow up, Mike, you know, when Lovie Smith got the job in Chicago, he said, "All right, we've got to beat the Packers." Did you at all, you know, set that as, hey, this is the team that's been on top, and we've got to catch up and then ultimately surpass them?
No, I never did that. It was when I came here, it was all about trying to get this team better. That's all I really cared about, and I figured that each game would take care of itself, and the better that we got, then the better we have an opportunity to compete in the division.
Mike, Vic Ketchman again. It's obviously a game for the division title. Do you sense anything? Do you sense a special feeling among your players this week?
Well, I haven't been around them all that much this week yet. I just got out of meeting with them, but I don't know. I have to go through practice and kind of see how that is today, I guess. We're fairly pretty workmanlike here, so it's more about our preparation, more about our the things we do, the execution, and then we understand it's a big game, it's for the division, we're playing a great football team, it's a great organization. I have a lot of respect for Mike McCarthy. I think he does an unbelievable job. He has for 10 years now, and you know, we understand that, and we're really just trying to get, you know, where we can compete with them every year. That's all.
Mike, Mark Daniels from WNFL Radio. Getting Joseph Barr Smith back now for a couple of weeks, do you just feel that you've got your health back at a time when you've got to be peaking at the right time?
Well, it sure helps. Those three guys are really good football players. Quite honestly, it was probably good that some of our younger guys went in there and performed pretty good. I think because it gave the team confidence that if guys go out, you can still perform well and play good. But it is much better to have them, and obviously this is the time of year that you want to start to get on a roll or peak or whatever you want to call it.
Hey, Coach Bill from Packer Report. We get Harrison Smith on the conference call later. Just kind of an obvious question here, but what does he add, and what is the value in having a two-way safety in a position where there's, you know, a significant number of specialists in this league?
Yeah, well, number one, he's a great kid. He's very, very smart. He's instinctive. I think he sees things really well. He works extremely hard on his deficiencies. He's a good, he's physical, he's tough, he's just a really, really good all-around player.
Mark Daniels again. Mike, has Bridgewater had any significant jumps, or has it just been gradual growth since you've had him?
I think probably gradual growth. He's not perfect in, you know, by any stretch. He's still got a long way for him to go, but that's one of the things I like about Teddy is he wants to be perfect. He wants to continue to work to be good. You know, he's not really a stat guy. He doesn't really care about stats all that much. He just wants to win. You know, I think he keeps improving, and we're hoping that this time of year, last year in December, he played really well as we move forward, and we're hoping that continues now.
Bill, again, at Packer Report, you mentioned peaking at the right time a moment ago. Is that what your defense is doing right now with the back-to-back 17-point games?
I don't know. We've played pretty good most of the year. We've probably been opportunistic the last couple weeks, getting some turnovers and some things like that. We were good on third downs last week. But, each week is a different week. This Green Bay team is, Rodgers is I watch him and I'm in awe of the things he can do, the way he throws the ball, the way he moves in the pocket, the way his vision that he has. I'm in awe of this guy. I have been for a long time.
Hey, Mike, Rob Domofsky again. When you watched the tape of the Packers game Sunday against the Cardinals, what did you see?
I saw a game that kind of got away from him. Honestly, I didn't. The game on tape did not look indicative of the score. They turned the ball over a couple times. It was close ball game that just kind of got away, which happens. It happened to us twice. Happened to us against Seattle. So those things happen, but that I don't look at all necessarily just the score. I look at and really our game against the Giants last week, it kind of got away from them, the same thing. If the ball gets turned over and you score on defense, you end up, that's what happens to scores typically. And the score was not indicative of how they played, in my opinion.
Bill, again, at Packer Report, you mentioned being in awe of Rodgers, but the numbers just aren't there this year. What do you think's gone on? I mean, you've seen him for a number of years now.
I don't know. He still looks the same to me. I have no idea. I'm not there. I don't know, what's going on. But all I see is the way he throws, the way he competes, the way he moves. When I played him in Cincinnati, he was outstanding. Last year he was outstanding. First game, I'm not a numbers guy, I guess. I just look at players.
For Teddy, I quarterback gets such a spotlight position. Is this a big game for a young guy's development, you think?
I guess you could say that. I mean, I hope that he's had a lot of big games, and I hope he has a lot more. I hope it's a big game for our whole football team, but we don't put everything on Teddy's shoulders, so it's not like he has to be the centerpiece of our football team. We're more about the team aspect of things, playing good special teams and defense, and being efficient offensively. It's kind of how we're built, and it's not really about just one guy.
Bill, again, how's Adrian doing coming down the stretch? Obviously, it seems like age hasn't been a barrier for him.
No, it's not. It's not a barrier. He's he continues to amaze me with the things he can do when he runs, the speed, the toughness, the cutting ability, the vision. He's a special kind of guy, and I'm glad he's on our team.